Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Notes. Now this one's going to be a little bit off the beaten path. It's just going to be me and my boy Patrick. We're going to be, just talking about a couple of recent events and I guess things that have happened and whatnot. But yeah, we're just going to kind of talk a little bit. But shoot, homeboy here wanted a new addition to the boy group, you know what I mean? Like what happened, Patrick? Tell me what happened.
Dude, here's the thing, man. We're just out here living life, you know, trying to do what we do best. And sometimes you stumble upon like something that you want, but you never thought you would get there. Like you never thought you'd ever want this, you know. Just a new desire came out in life, and man, here's the thing. Here's the real truth. I was denied a puppy. Too many times I was denied a puppy, and I just couldn't handle the sadness and the sorrow of not having like a companion, like pet, you know, a pet companion. And so I dove into the reptile community, you know, went in there, dove in a little bit. I've always been a fan of reptiles, but never thought that I would I'd go out and grab one. But I found a nice bearded dragon. I hear they're like really docile creatures, and yeah, dude, I just instantly found one on KSL, man, and it just lit my world up.
Dude, that's a 10. I think like the way it kind of started out was like I needed to grab some crickets for my tarantula, and then the initial like starting to look for bearded dragons specifically, they started out this way, where I was just like, do you want to just go hit up a pet store with me real quick? And you're like, you know what, dude, I'm in. Let's go. So I take you there, then you're like looking at all these lizards, man. You're just like looking at all these lizards and looking at snakes. You stay specifically away from the trash section. I know, like, I'm not sure if you guys know, but Pat is, he's no fan of the
eight-legged
guys with eight
creatures,
legs,
man.
You know,
anything that has eight legs, octopus, squid. Squid has 10, actually, I believe.
I'm sure they can probably eat one, and then they have nine.
Tarantulas, eight. Pretty sure jellyfish have eight, you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure jellyfish have a lot more than eight.
They have small ones, but I'm talking about, like, eight major tentacles. You know, like, because a tarantula has, like, that, you know, those two, like, pincers. Those are, like, legs. But they're not.
Gosh, I guess you could say they have 10 legs, you know? I guess you could definitely say that.
No, truth be told, man, here's the thing. So over here in Layton, Utah, they have like this really cool interactive aquarium. It's in a mall of all places.
Oh, did that come first?
Oh, dude, it came after, man.
Okay.
But here's the story, man. Like I go in there, we're looking at all these creatures, man. All these sea creatures.
No.
Dude, don't worry about it. No one needs to know, man.
Okay.
Dude, but like, yeah, I'm not like a huge fan of fish, you know, like fish, it's kind of like, eh, you know, like, it was cool seeing like some, you know, some sharks, some manta rays, but the real interest was the reptiles, man, like the snakes.
Wait, they have reptiles there?
Oh yeah, they have like big, huge, like, I think they have a boa and a python.
Dude, that's intense.
They had a Komodo.
They had a Komodo dragon?
Yeah, dude.
Like a 10-foot lizard.
Yeah.
Komodo dragon.
Dude, he was chilling on this branch. Like above, like
how big is this place? I know the mall is
no, dude,
big, but
it's a good size, man. Like when you first look at it, you think it's small, but you go in there and you're like, when does this end?
Shoot, like I'm
surprised you
no
never
idea.
Got, dude. It's half off if you have like if you have a certain bait, which you have.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Like I presented my card, they're like, hey, by the way, you get half off. I'm like, thank you.
So how much was it? Like, just for one person?
Dude, I think it's $7-$8.
$7-$8. And that's with the half off, dude.
Yeah, with the half off. Normally, it's like 15, 16, 17.
Well, shoot.
And then you pay, like, an extra couple dollars for some animal tokens, you know?
That's intense.
Oh, well, not animal tokens, like animal snacks, yeah. That's what I was trying to say.
Shoot.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. It's a really good price. For a date, dude, I paid $25, $26, plus, like, 6 tokens to, like, grab some, like, animal food. It was really good, but no, here's the thing, man. Like I'm out there, I'm super invested in all these reptiles. I really wanted to like hold a python, big old, like I think at least 10 foot, just a pretty yellow python, man, just gorgeous. But out of nowhere, out of the blue, I come stumbling across this corner with this like this yellow bearded dragon basking in the sun, like hidden away from everyone else. No one like really paid attention to it, but I saw it, man. Took a look at it and I'm like, wow, that is a gorgeous dragon.
I feel like you more than saw it, like it's kind of like the movie, with the blue people, the Avatar.
Oh, geez,
and like when
yeah.
they say I see you, it like means something deeper. Like oh. I see you, like I see your soul, like I feel you. You know how you and me were like, I feel you. It's like
if you felt that. If I really saw this creature like I wanted to, I think it would have opened its eyes and took a look at me, but it didn't. it just closed its eyes the whole time and it was enjoying the sun.
It knew that you needed to get to that point. That's what we're doing right now, right?
Dude, yeah, but no, it was right after that. Like I was on a date. I told her, I'm like, hey, I think I'm gonna get a bearded dragon, and she's like, why? I'm like, did you not see this beautiful creature? Like this thing is just magnificent, man. It's like second to a dog, you know? Like I used to think cats were second to a dog, but now the bearded dragon is second to a dog, and that's why I have one right now. I'm still like in the process of naming the dragon because I still don't know if it's a male or female. The seller didn't know, and I have to do a little bit more research, do a little checkup on the dude. But
I mean, he's pretty big. He's 6 months old. He's probably.
And we keep on calling him guy. We say he. It's a he, you know.
Yeah,
and sure. His name's Simba, but
yeah,
but it depends. Like if he's a dude, I think I'm gonna call him Simba. But if it's a chick, I still have no idea.
Simbo.
No, it's, what the heck? Sounds lame. Need a really good name for her. But yeah, she's like a little brown. Got like some yellow highlights. Just
nice and orange around the sides too.
Oh yeah.
And the, like the facial markings.
Pretty colors, like almost similar. I would say almost similar to like a rattlesnake. But
I think it was the dad that was like a tangerine.
No, the dad's a leatherback, and the mom's a
tangerine.
No, she's a citrus.
Oh,
no, yeah, she's not orange, man. I want an orange one, man. I wanted like a dark red, Actually, like my most preferred one right now is a black one. They're like an Eastern bearded dragon. They're wild. I don't think you can actually like have them as pets.
I'm sure you could. You could probably find it somewhere. But...
Oh yeah, you can pick it up, but they're not really selling it like retail, like.
It's not like super common.
Yeah, you're not gonna find it like at your
pet
store or like your common like bearded dragon dealer. No, it's just it's a rare commodity.
You're right. 100% right. And how do you feel now that you have one? Like earlier today, we got some crickets. And I was hearing homeboy. Like I've spent a good chunk of my life at Petco, PetSmart, different kind of pet stores. But I hear homeboy. He calls me. He's like, Tyler. Like I don't know what I'm doing.
No, dude.
How many crickets do I get? Do I get them dead crickets? Like,
dude, I was,
what do I do?
I was way stressed out, man. Like, here's the thing. I know what to do for a dog. I've had a dog since I was like 11. I know everything that a dog needs. But dude, when it came to reptiles, I had no idea. Because like, truth be told, man, I thought this little dude was gonna eat like small amounts of food. No, man, he eats better than I do.
You got to eat, you know what I'm saying? But don't you worry, like. We'll take care of it. Like I've had plenty of lizards and tarantulas in the past, so we'll rock and roll with it. So if you guys think this is like, you know, Patrick just jumping in, not knowing what he's doing, well, that
Which
may
I
be
did.
True.
I did. I
that
did.
May be true.
That's very true.
He's got me. Homeboy's got me, and we can roll with this. Don't you guys worry. Don't you guys worry.
I sure hope so. But yeah, if anyone's out there in the dragon world, you know, if you want to throw out some tips to us, let us know. Down to. Hear what y'all have to say, but yeah, it's just 6 month old beardy just hanging out with us. I don't think he likes me right now because I stripped him from his mommy, but we'll see what happens the next couple days.
Yeah. The question is, where were you 6 months ago when homeboy was born? Where were you 6 months?
Oh shucks, dude, man, I think I just recently started a new job with the government, doing a little bit of IT work, living in Ogden, you know, we weren't living in the same place together. Definitely a darker place, man. Definitely like just not like full of life, you know. Like people were like, "Dude, do what makes you happy, man." And I honestly didn't know what made me happy back in the day. Like, I knew, like, I could have, like, temperamental happiness, but, like, I was looking for that, like, long-lasting, eternal happiness, and I didn't know where to find it. I didn't know how to obtain it, but right now, starting off the 2019 year, I think getting my mental health back, you know, going to the gym really, like, helped out my mental capacity or stability or whatever. Or whatever you want to call it, man. I was like, mentally, I wasn't like in a good place. But after some good rigorous workouts, beating the body to death, I think I couldn't be sad anymore.
I totally feel that. I'll be honest, you guys. Like, there's like this syndrome out there, and it's like when you have a torturer and he tortures you sufficiently, you develop a love hate relationship with that person, right? And that's how Patrick is to me sometimes. Like. He wanted me along with these, and I was like, you know, it'd probably be good for my health. But I get there, he tortures me, and, you know, at the end of the workout, like, I love my boy, you know what I'm saying? But during those workouts, man, there's a fire in me. Here's a fire that wants to probably clench my fist and, you know, just, like, give him a good one, right in the jaw, you know?
Dude, you told me that you were, you did martial arts, like, a good chunk of your life, and... Dude, to be a part of martial arts, I'd have to say you were...
And dude, I didn't do any rage training, man. Like, that wasn't part of it. Yeah, cardio sucks, but, like, cardio was the thing that, like, took it out of me, man. Like, I just hate weights so much.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I don't know, man. I just, like, I thought, like, the workouts we were doing, like, they weren't, like, anywhere compared to, like, maybe, like, what someone would do in martial arts. Maybe, like, the workouts were, like... the cardio you did in like martial arts wasn't like anything major. Like some martial arts studios don't really train people.
That's a possibility. I think the biggest difference. So I think there are two. Number one, this is the first year that I've actually worked out for a year because, you know, the whole knee dislocation that I just, you know, put off working out. Period. Right. Right. So that I think that contributes. That's the main contributor to why I hate working out right now. The second, though, is, like, I kind of think it, you know how, like, if you're, what do you call it, the game day, or shoot, I forgot what it's called, but it's where you have the Rock and then the little girl, and then she, he's a football player, he's the quarterback.
Are you talking about the Tooth Fairy?
No.
Are you talking about the gameplay?
Game plan, that's okay, what it's called, okay. But essentially, homeboy, the Rock, he does ballet, and he's, like, super struggling, even though he's, like, the most fit guy on the planet. Ballet just kicks him out of him.
And, oh, know, dude, like, yeah, that's
martial arts is one thing, like tussling with someone on the ground, throwing some punches, but then you do something that your body's not used to, and then boom. Like, we did squats, push ups, stuff like that, but it was, like, we didn't do like full on weight training, stuff, weights and stuff like that. So I think it's a different kind of like work altogether.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's probably a little bit more tear going to the muscles,
but definitely first off. I haven't worked out in a year, so that's why it sucks the most, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, if I was in that, you know, more, like, when I was still doing martial arts, I could probably handle these workouts quite a bit better.
Dude, I just want you to know, after today, man, today was definitely a slimming day. You definitely slimmed up a little bit.
Oh, shit. I hate it today.
Dude, I think this is, like, probably the most, like, sweat I've, like, had since 2019. Had a ton of sweat going on. Just burning, just on fire, man. But it felt good, man. It felt good to get all that bad juju out of me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel it.
Like, 100%. I don't know, man. When you just like come home and you just like don't do anything, like, dude, as much as it does feel good, you know, 5, 10, you know, 15 years come along. It's just gonna be like such a backstep for you in your life, and it's just gonna.
You don't realize there's so much time that you had now, even if it wasn't doing like things like physical exercise or like working out. Like, there's so much you could do with that time that could excel you.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if you're talking about like pursuing a hobby or something like that, but I'm talking about like mentally and physically, man. Like if you're not. Like, you don't have to do anything super extensive by any means. I think like a good solid 30 minute workout 4 times a week. Like, minimum, I think that's going to extend your life quite a bit.
100%. I totally 100% believe that.
Yeah, and, like, and that's essentially what I want. I know we do work out a little bit more, just maybe, it's mainly because I want to, you know, slim up a little bit, get, like, a little...
I think we go an hour and a half, generally.
Yeah, we do, like, a solid, like, hour workout, then I think we do some lazy stretches, though. Like, when we stretch, we kind of just die. We, like, lay down for a little bit, like...
yeah. He's like,
we stretch for 3 minutes.
This is my stretch. I'm gonna die is my stretch.
Yeah, like a good 3 minute stretch and then 15 minutes of just like, ugh, you know, basking on the ground, just like.
You're right.
It was a good day, dude, but I'm just done.
Today, what killed me, man, was the warm up. Dude, I was just here's something. So I had to go to the bathroom before we started, geez. But Pat, he was just like, I'm gonna go ahead and roll. And so I got back. I see he was already at a mile when we started, and he was, I think, like a minute and a half, 2 minutes ahead of me, you know. And so I jumped on that. I put it the same, you know, rhythm, or like the same difficulty, I guess you could say, as he was doing. We were doing like the sit-down bicycles. But we go for 10 minutes, right? Anyways, I start, and I'm just rolling the whole time. And I just realize that I'm starting to catch up to Pat a little bit, so I start pushing a little bit harder. Dude, like, kid you not, the last minute, I was like 0.15 miles. Well, the machine said it was 0.15 miles away. And I was like, I gotta get him. Like, I have a minute left to get him, so I'm just, like, trying to go faster and faster. Last 10 seconds, I was 0.03 miles away from you. I was like, it's time to kill it right now. If I don't get him right now, I'm quitting. So I, like, oh, man, I felt like I was really trying to push it. And then right after that, I realized that I had to work out. And I was so tired. I was just like, crap, like, I spent all that energy just trying to catch up with that.
Yeah,
and so I did it. It was good.
So everyone knows, like, warm-ups, it's not like a huge thing. It's just like a small leg burner for 10 minutes, you know. We're not...
It definitely was a leg burner. Don't you worry, Pat. It was a leg burner.
Like, sometimes we like, run on the treadmill. Sometimes we're biking. It just depends. But, yeah, just lightweight. Nothing too difficult. Like, difficulty wasn't that bad. It's just, like...
Yeah, no. I just got competitive.
Yeah.
I got too competitive. I saw my boy, and I was, like, in my heart, not if he was right there. You know, but in my mind, like, he was off in the distance, and I needed to catch him. Or maybe vice versa. Like, mentally, I saw him right next to me. But, like, in my heart, I was, like... need to catch up to homeboy, you know.
Yeah, and here's like the thing, you know, like, it's always good to work out with someone, you know.
It's true.
You work out by yourself, like, granted, there are people out there that have that mental toughness, that have that strong desire, but the second you have like a friend that is pretty much the same pace as you, I mean, like, granted, like, Tyler at first he wasn't the same pace as me, but he, like, whatever I would do, he would just jump into it. And I'm like, all right, dude, like, oh, well, like, shoot, man, like, he'd be dying. And I'm like, wow, like, he just wants to stay at the same page. Like, I can't pass him. he won't let me. But it's really cool, and it's, like, it's just super gratifying to, like, have someone to back you up. And especially on, like, some days, like, you come home from work and your friend, like, just looks at you, he's like, hey, we working out? In the back of your mind all day, you're thinking, I don't want to do this, but he asked the question, and I have to say yes.
You're right.
You can't say no. Like.
There was that one day last week. We had skipped one day, and then the next day, like, in my mind, I was like, I'm just going to keep, like, my jeans on, just, like, nonchalant, like, hopefully I can, like, incept into his mind that we're not going to the gym today. And then he goes upstairs, he comes back down, he has, like, his shorts on, and I'm just like, gosh dang it. And then I, like, he didn't even have to ask. Like, I went upstairs and I got changed too. Because I know it was coming. Like, there's no reason for me to argue against his actions. You know what I mean? Dude. Oh, gosh.
But hey, man, the real thing I really want to talk about is yesterday, dude. Yesterday was, like, it was a really, like, good, solid day. Man, I don't know, like, how everyone feels out there in the community, but, like, I am a person that loves to get to know new people and be part of big groups.
Oh, 100%.
Like, the minute, like, I'm in a big group, I'm definitely, like, one of the most loudest people there. I guess it's my tactic to get known. It's like my silverback gorilla coming out of me, pounding my chest.
Dude, that is.
Letting, like, all the ladies know that Patrick's arrived, and he's ready for a mate, you know, like.
Dude, Patrick, you do a lot better in, like, big groups. Like, my forte is when I'm either with just one person or 4 to 6. 4 to 6 is my comfortable number, like, where I can kill it and slay it, right, as the loudest person. But the moment you start going up, like, that's where I have to hand it to Pat. And I'm like, Pat, you're going to have to be louder than me. Like, I can't compete with you. Not because you're necessarily louder, but when you're with that amount of people, man. Like, I see the real Pat come out of you. He's just like, he's a beast. He's a beast. He wants to come out. He wants to show the world. And I give him the torch. I'm like, bet you show the world who you are. You know?
Dude, it's like something super gratifying. It's not like, it's not something like I do to like, to show off, you know. It's not a show off technique by any means, but it's definitely like
satisfying.
Yeah, dude, like I like want people to know like who I am and like where I stand, and I want people to like come to me and be like, hey, let's do something, you know. Like I'm not like a huge person to like go home and watch a movie with like new people, you know. Like I want people to come to me like, hey man, like you seem super active, you seem like loud, let's go out there and like have a party, or like get like a big group of people, let's have barbecue, or like do something fun, you know. Like I love like just trying to unite people. It's I don't think it's like my calling in life, but if there's one thing I love doing is just bringing that unity and bringing people together, and just, you know, having those moments with those big groups to be like iconic, to be something that they could remember. It's kind of like my goal, you know. Like that's what I want. Like when I'm there in a big group, I'm like, all right, how am I gonna make this memorable? You know, like are these people gonna look back, you know, 5 years later, like, man, remember that one kid? What was his name? Patrick. He just came in and just started like, you know, saying all these crazy stuff and like started like doing random karaoke out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden we all did it. I just love that, you know. Like I want to be part of people's memories, and like I want to have a good impression, you know.
Shoot, dog.
It's huge, man. It's huge, and it's like, it's not like I go to the party thinking that. I just, you know, I roll up. I'm like, all right, man, it's gonna be a good day.
Dude, I feel that. Yeah. I knew it was a good day. It was a good day. We met some cool guys, some cool girls, and like, you know, we made a couple new friends. And we should be able to rock. You know? It'll be fun.
Yeah, dude. If there's anything like you need to do to succeed in life, or to like have like a better opportunity to advance forward, is to grow your connections.
Yeah, make people. It's all about networking.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard at first, you know. Like if you're not used to networking or anything like that, or like being like out loud and like speaking to people, it's hard. I get it. Like a lot of people like being reserved and sticking to like their same routine, but the minute you start talking to people, you'll realize people are just like, we're just like great people, you know. Even though like some of us, like we just don't know what we're doing here in life, we all have a good voice, you know, for like certain topics. Even though like they may be debatable, because like my likes and your likes are completely different, but everyone has a voice for like something that, you know, they like.
Oh, 100%.
And that voice needs to be heard, and it'll help you. It'll teach you something, you know. Like what was it, like some guy like just joined our group out of nowhere, like I wasn't expecting him, and he's like, let me tell you about Marvel, you know, let me tell you about like the comics, and like,
oh shoot,
what's up. And I'm like, and I didn't know that thing about Superman, what was it, like magic or something, like there's like no magic in DC or whatever.
Well, no, as in like the same magic doesn't exist in DC as it does Marvel as it does in DC. So like essentially Superman has a couple different weaknesses, first and foremost being like kryptonite, and then of course another being magic, and I believe something was sound. I don't know all the stuff he was saying, but he was throwing down some stuff. But we were essentially talking about the reason why DC would win over Marvel, and that's only because of the character Superman, like Darkseid. But like the whole nerdy conversation, like he threw it down. He threw it down better than I did, and I thought I knew my characters. A couple, of, you know, I thought I knew, but
yeah, no, I was completely astonished, you know. Like even though I'm not super into like comics, I've seen like all the Marvel movies, all the Avenger movies and stuff like that, and I love them, but like I don't know like the real story of like all these superheroes and like what they're about. Like obviously movies sometimes don't portray like the trueness of like each character, but like he informed me, he let me know what was up, and I was like, dude, this is kind of cool, you know. Like I like this. I like this a lot.
And homeboy right here, like we were playing a little bit of a game to like get, not necessarily get to know people, but to, you know, just to play a little game. But it was like competition to see which item out of a certain category didn't fit, dude. Homeboy right here, he slayed it with the football teams. Like he knew. Like boom, like the moment something wrong was wrong, the boom just jumped on it. He was like, hey, like this is my stuff. Like I feel if they had one about Star Wars, man, like there's no one in that room that could beat me. You know what I mean?
Dude, you're probably right, man. You're probably right. Like, yeah, dude, there are some, like, odd topics, man. But, dude, once you put sports into it, like, dude, I'm a huge fan of sports. Granted, the group we were in, I don't think anyone was, like, that into it as much as I was. Because, honestly, like, if you got, like, some other sports fanatics in there, it would have been tough for me. It would have been tough.
When they mentioned the periodic table, Jeff, like, postured up. He was, like, pretty cool.
But he didn't even perform, man. Like, he may, like, have got 2 out of the 5.
Oh, no. He got, like...
No, he literally got 2 out of the 5. Like,
well, it's because, honestly, like, so me and Patrick, we were technically on 2 separate teams. There was a teammate, 2 teammates of mine, who were just right next to the thing, and all he had to do was just move his arm to grab it. Because, honestly, the only reason Jeff lost is because...
Well, he second-guessed him. He second-guessed a couple of them. Like, we were talking to the car.
Kryptonite.
And yeah, see, those are 2. That's why I say 2 out of 5. No. It would have been 4 out of 5, but, like, there's 2. He was like, you know?
No.
Yeah, so...
No, he definitely got 3 of them, like without hesitation. Oh, I mean, we got 3 out of the 5 points, but he like, knew.
No,
he just wasn't close enough. It kind of sucked.
Yeah, I knew he knew, but, like, you know, like...
I feel like my teammates cheated.
Dude, yeah, your teammates, I hated them. They're like, what all? They didn't know anything, man. Like, they were just so stupid. Like, you'd hesitate, and they would go for it. I'm like, foolish, man, foolish.
But it was funny. Like, I just want to let you guys know of mine, Patrick's. Like, we got competitive. There was one moment when we were touching on the ground for that spirit.
And I won.
Just because Bishop said.
Yeah,
or
not
first counselor. I don't know,
like, dude, competition's, like, just my thing, man.
Dude, I'm ready. When we throw down a judo competition.
Like, dude, it was like that golf thing that we did, like, it was last Friday. You're like, hey, Patrick, let's go up. And all night, sucked. The minute I got up there, kicked your butt. Like, just...
What are you talking about? I sucked. Dude,
No, I sucked, like... Like, the whole night, dude, I was terrible, dude. And you were pretty consistent.
Dude, competition brings out the best of us. Is that worse?
Oh, dude, yeah. Dude, the minute you pulled me out, dude, I was like, Tyler can't beat me. I was just like, dude, it's so weird, too. I'm not saying, like, it happens with, like, every, like, activity or anything like that, but, like, stuff like that, like, the golf, bowling, those are, like, 2 primal, like, sports that I could just come out of nowhere and kill it.
Dude, I love it. It's where we roll.
Dude, it used to be Risk, man. Risk used to be my game. Like, I was almost unstoppable in Risk. But the one thing I lacked was, like, I broke all ties with all friends, and they knew to kill me the very first chance I got. Like,
killed Pat.
As soon as I come out, boom, dead. Like, I couldn't even make it to, like, round 4, you know? I'm like... But, dude, the minute they let me, like, push out round 4 or 5, it's dangerous. It's dangerous, man.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, do I want to be on this table right now?
Competition is healthy, you guys. As long as you keep it healthy. Like, me and my boy Pat, like, we'll be in the car, we'll be, like, dissing each other, like, questioning each other's what we say and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like, I know he's my boy, you know? Like, regardless of competition, if I lose, if I win, if he fact-checks me or if I fact-checked him, on certain things that we say. At the end of the day, like, it all comes down to, like, what's real, you know?
Dude, honestly, guys, you just need to get a friend like that, you know? Someone that you can just BS with all the time, like, hit up whenever you need, and just have that, like, solid competition, man. That's what it is to have, like, a true friend, you know? Like, you just need to be there for each other, like, no matter the situation, and you just gotta, like, pump each other up, you know?
100%.
The minute your friend, like, lets you down, like, doesn't push you, doesn't make you a better person, you know? That's the minute you gotta, like, find a new friend.
You're not wrong. I do disagree just a little bit. Just a little bit. No, I think there are two main things that are required. It's very specific. Pat has one very specific one, and I have one specific one. Now, Pat, I want you to tell yours.
Dude,
I think,
dude, I feel like you had something. Dude, you gotta let it out. Like,
dude, no,
I'm way
no.
confused right now.
No, no. So, two huge qualities that I think you need when you can finally call someone your boy. You
know what I mean? Okay.
Number one is, I mean, both of you, if both of you guys have, it's great, but at least one can just take so much heat and be like, he's still my boy. You know, like, can be pounded upon regardless of how much they insult you or whatever and, like, make you feel bad. Even if things pop out unexpectedly and even if you disappoint them a little, like, beginning to be able to take that. You know what I mean? Just realize that, hey.
Have some thick skin. Yeah, have some good jokes.
You have to know that homeboy's imperfect. You know, both homeboys are imperfect. And, like, you got to realize that. You got to accept that and be like, whether or not he meant it as an actual insult or didn't, like, you just got to roll with it. Or, you know, not necessarily even an insult. Like, for example, not like, what was it? It was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Like, I had told you that I was going to hang with you this one time, and then, you know, this girl called me up.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, Pat, I have a date. it was his kind of date. It wasn't an actual date, but it was kind of date. And you're like, dude, I was planning on this. And then I was like, yeah. I let my homeboy down. But then, you know, he had some thick skin. He was like, you know what? We'll still roll. But that's I think the first thing. I think I may share the second thing some other time. But like that's having a little bit, you know, thicker skin to understand that, you know, no one's perfect. You gotta just keep rolling with them. I mean, you know, toxicity is toxicity. Like, if you can't handle that person, there's no need to. If you don't wanna have them be your homeboy or homegirl, I don't know.
I get that. Dude, and like, see, here's the thing, man. Mine's a little contrary, you know. Like, mine is like, you really do need that person that's gonna be there to like support you, like, you know, no matter what, and 100%. like help you like achieve your goals, you know. Like, if you're like, hey, this is what I want to do in life, and your friend hits you up and just trying to party with you every night, that's a very toxic situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even though to party is fun, like, don't get me wrong, party your hearts out, live life to the fullest, but
Pat loves to party, don't you worry.
But the thing is, you gotta know, like, your goals and, like, what you want to achieve in life, and you gotta go after them. Like, and if you can't have a friend that can't back you up in that situation, then, like, you need like to get a better, like, friend group, or a better best friend, because, like, honestly, man, like, dude, Tyler, he came out of nowhere. Wasn't expecting to be friends with this guy, but he came out, and dude, we just had like some similar like goals in life. We were looking to go in the same direction, and I just knew like he would be that kind of guy that could like just back me up and be like, hey man, what are you doing? Just give me a little back check, you know, a little slap to the face. I'm like, alright, dude, you're right, man. Like,
dude, I think the tear might come to mind.
Dude, yeah, dude, it's like, I don't know, dude, like, I just have, like, a lot of friends that don't, like, have, like, ambition, you know, like, those that just settle, and, like, it's, once they get, like, a decent job, it's okay to, like, come home and just, like, sit on your butt and just do nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Not be productive, and don't get me wrong, I was definitely that person. I've been that person for quite a while, and I've had to, like, talk to myself multiple times. I've had to, like, reach out to friends, family, and I think this is where a lot of sadness and depression hit me in life, and that's why I was unable to find happiness, is because I wasn't ambitious enough, and I wasn't going and chasing after like what I wanted in life. I just kind of let life, like, you know, manhandle me. I let life do what it wanted to do with me. But now I gotta take life by the neck and say, hey, this is what I want to do, and here we go.
Dude,
gotta choke that chicken up.
So guys, when it really comes down to it, man, like, just like Pat said, like, his is like the polar opposite of what I said. I think honestly, there needs to be balance. Like, you need to understand what toxicity is, and whether it's, you know, finding homeboys that are ambitious enough to like roll with you. And you know, you do need to be fair to yourself. Like, if you find that just being around a person and like whatever their personality is, you just can't take it, like, you don't need to be around him. Like, find a new friend. If you don't mesh with them, there's no reason to be with them if you don't mesh.
There's tons of other people out there that will mesh with your personality. Yeah. Tons. Like, don't need to settle.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It's like a spouse or a girlfriend, boyfriend, a gay friend, a lesbian friend. Doesn't matter.
You gotta find a friend that you can roll with.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, like, I want you guys to understand that person, like, don't expect perfection from them. Like, don't expect them at every single moment. Like, hope that they'll be there for you in every moment. They should be proving that to you. But at the same time, like, there will be imperfections. And regardless of whatever hurt, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, expect the heartbreak, you know, not necessarily that it's like a relationship or like, you know, like love between two people, right? But, well, I guess it's kind of love, right? But at the same time, like, you should expect there to be some amount of heartbreak and to be able to accept that and be tough enough to be like, hey, how are we going to make it better? Or say, hey, you know, I screwed up this time. Be able to admit that. Be like, hey, I screwed up this time. Let's, I'll make it up to you next week. Like, let's, I'll take you to some Korean barbecue. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, but.
Yeah, just don't expect, like, them to be, like, just there bowing at your feet, like, every second and every moment. Like, honestly, they have a life, you have a life, you know? Like, when you guys meet up, just make the most out of it.
Absolutely.
And, like, if plans cancel, dude, like, it happens, you know? Like, a ton of stuff in life occurs, but you know, at the end of the day, like, if that day didn't work out, go to the next day, next weekend, and they're there, man.
Yeah.
Cause that's what a real friend's gonna do. They're gonna be there, and they're gonna give you their time, and if they mess up, or if something happens in life, just, you know, understand. It's gonna be okay. But if they bail on you like 5 times in a row, I think you just give up on them. Like, you don't give them time of day. You, like, you post in your, like, Snapchat story, Instagram story that you're with a new person, a new friend. Let them know that, like, it's over, man. And, like, you know, to be that honorary best friend, it's like, it's nothing to mess with, man. It's not like you can pick that up any day you want, you know, like,
you're right.
It takes time to develop, man. It takes time to develop, and, you know, once you lose it, dude, it's gonna be a hard day to get it back if you really want it, but
100%.
Just don't lose it, all right? Be a good friend.
You're right.
Don't screw your friends over. And if, like, if you gotta move on, be like, hey, like, I think I'm going down a different path. Let them know, man. Let them know. So, like, then I'll just wait on you.
Oh gosh, shoot. Anyways, guys, we went through what? Lizards. We've gone through meeting people, learning, working out. That's right. How to find your true boy, or, you know, in some cases your true girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, finding that friend that you can be like, hey, I'm ready to rock and roll. You know what I mean?
Like, I found a friend. Oh, dude. But anyways, guys, it was great. It was great talking to you. Gotta hit the sack. Gotta get some rest. Grind on Wednesday, guys.
So hard. I'm so tired from that workout, man.
Grind on Wednesday.
All right. Anyways, signing off from Live Nuts, you guys. Thanks for joining us for another episode. We'll throw up another one here soon with some more life stories, whether it's me and Patrick again or anyone else. And if you'd like to be a part of the podcast, just throw me a quick message. We'll rock and roll. See you guys later.